Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys will get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Well, welcome to another Blog Talk Radio show, Parents Coaching Parent Network. Once again, I am your host, M.H. Scott. I always like to start out with my song, College Experience. I'm going to have to hold off and play that a little bit later on in the set. Currently, I'm on the road getting down to where I need to be. Just finished watching a great young lady's softball game. 9 and 10-year-olds out there playing softball. Came down to the very last hit, very last run. But, hey, that's enough of that. Parents, we're going to talk about some things tonight. Hopefully I can get some good callers calling in with some good questions, you know, because many things that we need to talk about to get this show up and running and rolling the right way, because we want to get our kids in school and have somebody else pay for it. Hey, if we can make that happen, if we can assist you in making that happen, that's what we're going to do. But it's all about the Parent Coaching Parent Network. We're here to support you, the parents, as you pursue that athletic scholarship for your young man or young woman that's playing those sports at the high school level. Well, oftentimes I like to tell the parents, hey, you don't want to think about it once you get to the high school level. By that time, you're so far behind the power curve, often you may miss out. So you want to consider starting to think about it when they're in the 7th and 8th grade. I know some of you may say, oh, that's too soon, that's too early. But if you see that your child has that potential, and he or she is ready to focus, and they don't have to totally commit even to being part of that particular sport or a particular sport, but if they have that potential. Because oftentimes what I see, a lot of kids, a lot of athletes, should I say, a lot of athletes are playing 2 or 3 sports and still pretty good at 2 or 3 different sports. If you see they have that potential in the 7th and 8th grade, okay, by the time they get to high school, which is the 9th grade, it's time to start focusing. Because by the time you wait until the 11th and 12th grade, hey, you're behind the power curve. A lot of kids that right along the same time period as you, same line, timeline as you, graduating class, so on and so forth, has already made their move, has already been seen. You want to start getting that exposure or being seen early on. So if you're being seen in the 9th and 10th grade and coaches are drawing an interest to you because of the skill that you possess and the talent that you possess, then go for it. Don't wait until the 11th and 12th grade and then all of a sudden now you want to try to hit this showcase, you want to try to hit this camp, you want to go to this tournament or whatever, or now you want to play AAU or you want to play Pop Warner, or you want to go out there to the combine. 11th and 12th grade, you're kind of far behind the power curve. Let me say this. After saying all that, I will say this. Even at that point, it's still not too late. You're going to do a little extra work, but it's not too late. We always going to keep it positive here. We always going to keep it positive because that negative energy doesn't do anything for anyone. So we're always going to keep it positive. Like I said, it's never too late. So if you want to get started and start thinking about things when you're in the 9th grade, as athletes, parents, you got young 9th graders coming up and realize that they have that talent, hey, start letting them get focused. Start thinking about how many schools they're really and truly looking at. And let's be realistic about it. Let's be realistic about it. If they're out there and they're the best thing in town, okay, well, let's first look at a mid-major. you know. And if you know for sure that they're the best thing in town and you're starting to get interest coming from other folks outside of the normal school environment, now we're talking possibility that that child may be a high major player. You know, you may have the high Division I schools coming after him or her. But if you're not getting them that type of interest and you haven't been out there, haven't had that exposure, haven't been to the combines, haven't been to the showcase, haven't been to the tournaments, haven't been to the evaluation camps and clinics, okay, now let's be realistic. Let's look at mid-major. Let's look at mid-major. And if they're playing a position that possibly requires someone of a little bit more size, a little bit more substance, you know, if they're playing linebacker, but you see that child is just one of the tallest kids out there or one of the strongest out there, okay, but ain't got quite the size to play linebacker at the college level, let's be realistic. That may not be college Division I. Look at the average size of the Division I college player and then start figuring out where your child may fit in to that scheme of things. You know, don't look at your child and say, well, you know, he's a pretty good-sized boy or pretty good-sized young lady and she's playing basketball and she's 6'4", and, you know, and she's playing center or she's playing power forward. Okay, now you're talking Division I. But if she's a basketball player and she's 5'7", and she's the power forward because she's one of the tallest girls on the team, that's not a realistic Division I basketball power forward. Okay? That's not a realistic Division I basketball power forward. So you may want to look at some of the Division I rosters and see where your child fits in. We're going to talk about quite a few things this evening, and hopefully I'll say some things that will ring some bells for you, say some things that may trigger some additional thought, say some things that just may motivate you to get up and start digging into the books yourself. Oftentimes when I refer to different pieces of information for the parents, I'm dealing with information coming out of the NCAA's Guide for College-Bound Student-Athletes. You can find that on the NCAA website. It's called the NCAA Guide for College-Bound Student-Athletes. You can find that on the NCAA, www.ncaa.org website. Go up there, take a look at the website, poke around from time to time, and see what type of information is out there, and become a member. If you're really seriously interested in trying to learn what's going on, become a member. And they'll send you periodic emails and updates and, you know, different things that's going on with the NCAA. And that will keep you going and keep you motivated and energized. But once you take a look at that Guide for College-Bound Student-Athletes, that should give you some insight to some of the things we're going to talk about this evening. And some of the things I've thought about and took a few notes and jotted it down for myself just to stay on track. What are the quiet period? What is the quiet period? What is the dead period? What is the evaluation period? And what is the contact period? If you don't know the answer to each one of those three questions, parents, you got a lot of work to do, because that's basic information. That's general information. That's information that if you're involved in the recruiting process or if you're starting to get involved in the recruiting process, then you should know that, because that is part of the calendar that tells you when your child is being evaluated or has the opportunity to be evaluated, or your child or athlete has the opportunity to meet with a coach, or you can speak with a coach, or a coach can call your house. The whole works based upon them four periods that I just spoke about. And sometime during this call this evening, we will talk about them four periods. We'll talk about them periods to the point of hopefully by the time we get done, you'll have a very clear understanding of what them periods consist of and how it's going to benefit you. Our next thing, talk about what is core classes. Parents, again, if you don't know what your core classes are or what core classes consist of, then, again, you're behind the power curve. Your core classes are going to be the same. Now, when I say that, listen to what I'm getting ready to say take note of what I'm getting ready to say. Your core classes are going to be the same at any high school. Now, here's the second part of this statement. And don't say that, hey, I was listening to the Parents Coach Prepared Network, and they said that my core classes are the same at any high school. He didn't know what he was talking about. No, no, no. Watch what I'm going to say. When I state that they're going to be the same, that simply means that you're going to have an English, you're going to have a math, you're going to have a science, and you're going to have a social science. English, math, science, and social science. Now, what they categorize in the English department may change from school to school. What they categorize in the math section may change from school to school. Again, what they categorize in the science may also change from school to school. And same thing for social science. It can always change from school to school. So, therefore, remember that you have your English, your math, your science, and your social science. As we all know, social studies. Okay? So, again, a couple things that you need to do your homework on is what are your different periods that I just mentioned? Your quiet period, your dead period, your evaluation period, and your contact period. What are them? And then also taking a look at your core classes. One thing you also want to remember when you're talking about your core classes, parents, if you have a core class and your child transfers and goes to another school, okay, you want to check that list again. Don't just base it on, okay, this was my core class, and don't just base it on this was my core class at this particular school. If you need to double-check that list, please do double-check that list because that list can change from school to school. All right? Make sure that you do that. If your child has transferred, like I said, if your child has transferred from one school to another school, you want to check that new school's core class list as well. You don't want to just take it for granted that it's going to be the same. Let me give you an example. I had a student once that was at a school, and the school had a class on American history, okay? Transferred and went cross town to another school. That second school had a class on, didn't have the American history class, had a class on, U.S. history, okay? Now, mind you, the curriculums were basically identical, but due to the name of the class, that parent had to check and see if that class was on the core class list
because
simple names had changed. Come to find out, that class was not on their core class list. Why? Because they didn't identify that class as a core class. So, as a result, parents contacted guidance counselor and worked with the guidance counselor until the guidance counselor had that particular class added to the core class list. And once they got that class added to the core class list, then they were able to look at that student's transcript and go from there. But for the most part, had they not done that, that athlete probably would have came up short on his or her requirements. All right, and talking about requirements. What is the requirement? You know, you have a requirement for your Division I. You have a requirement for your Division II. And basically, you don't have that same requirement for your Division III. Your Division III gives you that freebie to say, okay, hey, you don't have that same requirement. But you do have it for your Division I and your Division II. But you don't have anything for your Division III. So, you want to make sure that you have the right amount of core classes for each one of them areas. Division I, you need a total of 16 core classes. For a Division I athlete, you need a total of 16 core classes. For a Division II, you need a total of 14 core classes. 14 core classes, again, your core classes being what we talked about a few minutes ago. Your English, your math, your science, and your social studies. And then you also have your other courses that add in there, such as your foreign language. You have your religion, or an extra course on your English, math. One of the four I mentioned, English, math, social studies, or science. So, that is what you have as far as your core class. I should be up and running here in a minute, so therefore we can get to where we're supposed to be. You heard me moving around, sound like I've been on the go, but that's all right. I'm going to make this happen just for us. We're going to get these callers in here this evening to make this show once again what it is, the Parents Coaching Parent Network. Because, you know, I feel out of place because I haven't even played my song yet. And without playing my song, that tells me that I'm off a little bit. So I got to get this thing right so I can get my song up and running. But I got to hear my college experience. So what I'm going to do here in a minute there, callers, I'm going to take a little slight break while I change over. While I change over and connect my headset and shut my phone down. So, if you hear me take a long pause, that doesn't mean I went away. Don't hang up. Don't disconnect your call. Just stand by for a few minutes for me, and I will get right back to you. But I'm not going to break yet. I still have a few more things I want to talk about. You know, something else that I was going to add into our conversation, because I've already talked about the quiet period, and I'm going to give you a definition on each one of them here shortly. I talked about the quiet period, the evaluation period,
dead period, and contact period. You know, I talked about our core classes, English, math, science, and social studies. I talked about the required amount of core classes for a Division I scholarship, a Division II, 14 up until 2013, and Division III has no requirements at this time. You know, a couple other things I want to talk about this evening is your SAT. You know, how many times can you take the SAT? Do you know that? If you take it more than once, does each one of them times count? Does that benefit you, taking it more than once? You know, that's the kind of question that you ask yourself. And what areas on the SAT do you really focus on? If you can answer these simple questions first, most of the time you're ahead of the power curve. If you cannot answer these questions, then trust me, you may be behind, quite a ways behind, okay? One other thing I'm going to talk about the Eligibility Center. Eligibility Center, formerly known as the Clearinghouse. You know, we so used to hearing that word clearinghouse, some of us, and then in some cases, some of us haven't heard of the word clearinghouse. So if you haven't heard the word clearinghouse, take it out of your mind. Put the word Eligibility Center into your head, because that's the new term, that's the new word, that's the new rule, the Eligibility Center. So you want to make sure that you know what's going on in the Eligibility Center. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Eligibility Center here shortly. As soon as I come up on the air, I'm going to talk about the Eligibility Center. And last but not least, before we close out, I'm going to give you a little something on amateurism. Make sure that you have a clear understanding of amateurism. I should be up on the switchboard here probably in about another 30-35 seconds. So if you can stand by and be patient with me, I'm going to make this thing happen just for you. And of course, you know I'm on the switchboard when you hear my song come up. It's all about my song. College experience is what all our kids are looking for. Are looking for that one day. So if we can get to that point and we got them doing what they do, guess what? We got past that first hurdle. That first hurdle. I'm not saying that it's over with, although it goes by pretty quick once you get past that first hurdle. But just to get to that first hurdle, we got past that first hurdle. We're on track. We're on track. And I'm going to be here the whole entire way, parents, to support you, assist you, guide you, motivate you, and keep you going, you know, because we need what we need. We need a group of us. We need a few of us doing a little instead of a lot of us doing nothing at all right? So, as I said, I got to play my song, and if I don't play my song, then I'll be off. So, here we go.
Was a student of the game. Had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
That boy said he was making smart cool. Come on now. He didn't say he was making smart cool. Said he was making smart cool, and I have to give him props every time I hear that song. That's my man, Keith Wright. Keith Wright
currently playing that round ball at the University of Harvard. Okay, let's go into some of the definitions I was talking about. You know, I was talking to you earlier about the different periods. I was talking about the quiet period, talking about the evaluation period, talking about the dead period, talking about the contact period. Okay, what does all that stuff mean? Hopefully it means something to all you parents, but what does it really mean? You know, does it have a solid meaning for you? You know, does it say something when you hear somebody talking about the dead period? You know, does the dead period actually tell you, okay, what's going on, what you can and can't do? Okay, let's look at this here, parents. Dead period. Dead period is basically just telling you, hey, you're shut down. Look at it that way. You are shut down. You are not doing anything with your student athlete in the ways of recruiting during that dead period. So please do not fool yourself. Get out there and try to do something during that time period, because if you do, it may come back to haunt you. And we're trying to avoid that issue. We're trying to educate you, trying to help you out, keep you motivated. We're not trying to put you in no situation where you're in no bind. Okay? So we're going to make sure that you understand the terminology and the things that's going on around you so that you have a clear understanding of what these different dates and times and periods and all the other kind of stuff. Now, what you have to do, you have to be able to take a look at the recruiting calendar. There is a calendar that talks about exactly these particular things. There's a certain time of the year that's considered the dead period. There's a certain time of year that's considered the evaluation period. There's a certain time that's considered contact period. And there's also a certain time of the year that's considered the quiet period. Right now, we are currently in the quiet period. We'll be in the quiet period for the next couple days, and then we will move into the evaluation period. If you notice and your child is a basketball player, you notice that a whole lot of the tournaments normally start up during the month of July, because that's when the evaluation period kicks open. And when the evaluation period kicks open, if you, like I said, all the tournaments and all the other different things are going on around the country. You know, the different events, the Peach Jam, the national tournament, so on and so forth. So, if during the quiet period, which we just came out of, normally you don't have any contact with your coaches during that time period, if you're not actually on the campus. If you're on the campus, then you can have contact with your coach. But if you're not actually on the campus, the coach ain't going to call you. And you can always call the coach and ask a question, but it's not like he's going to be able to call you and solicit information from you or your parents. So remember that. Remember that, and you'll be a whole lot safer. The evaluation period is exactly that. It's the time that they're actually out there evaluating you. They're actually out there evaluating you, okay? Just to give you a little overview of what I just said, okay, the contact period. During this time, a college coach may have in-person contact with you or your parents. You or your parents, or should I say parents, you and your student athlete on or off the college campus. The coach may also watch you play. This is a contact period. The coach may also watch you play or visit your high school. You and your parents may visit the college campus, and the coach may write and telephone you during this time period as well. Now, let's talk about something else, the dead period. Dead period, a coach may not have any in-person contact with the student athlete or the parent on or off campus at any time during the dead period. At any time during the dead period, the coach may
write or telephone you during the dead period, but they can't have any in-person contact. Evaluation period. During the evaluation period, the college coach may watch you play, visit your high school, but he cannot have any in-person conversation with the parent or the student athlete off of the college campus. In other words, he come, watch you, see your game, and then he moves on. He's not standing there having no conversation with you. The parent or the student athlete can visit the college campus during this period. The coach may write or telephone you during this time period also. And like I was saying earlier on, the quiet period, during this time period, the coaches may not have any in-person contact with you or your parents, the student athlete, or the parents off of the college campus. The coach may not watch you play or visit your high school during this period as well. The parents or your student athletes may visit college campus. You may visit the college campus, and the coach can also write and telephone you during this time period. So basically, the coach can write and telephone you somewhat the majority of the time, and that works to your advantage, okay? You can visit the campus whenever you want to visit the campus. That's normally called an unofficial visit. That's normally called an unofficial visit, okay? You know, going back to what I was talking about earlier, and I was giving you the information about core classes. You know, for Division One, you got 16 core classes, and for Division Two, you have a total of 14 core classes. And that will be changing, I believe it's August of 2013. I believe it's going to be going up to 16 required core classes for Division Two, August of 2013. So, what are you going to do then? You're going to start prepping for it. And if you know if your child is graduating during that time period or coming up on that time period, then you want to make sure that your child gets ready for that particular day. I talked a little bit about the SAT, the ACT, that kind of stuff. You know, them are tests that you can take anytime during the year. You know, you have certain dates when them tests come up. You know, like current tests, the SAT, there'll be another one coming up October 9th, November 6th, December 4th. Now we're going into 2011. You got January 22nd, March 12th, May 7th, and May 4th of 2011. For the ACT, you got September 11th of 2010. You got October 23rd. You got December 11th. You got February 12th of 2011, you got April 9th, 2011, and you got June 11th of 2011. You can find that information on www.collegeboards.com, or you can go to the Eligibility Center, www.eligibilitycenter.org, and also find that information. What is the Eligibility Center? Eligibility Center, the way I like to look at it and kind of sort of talk to you about that, Eligibility Center parents basically is a repository to keep track of all of your information, all of your student athletes' information. It gives you information as far as their test scores that's being submitted. It gives you information as far as what's on the athlete's transcript. All that's coming out of the Eligibility Center. So the Eligibility Center is that repository, that information or that link that you need to make sure that you have to have in order to play NCAA sports. In order to be involved in NCAA sports, you will go through the Eligibility Center. Well, parents, in looking at the time, you know, time has snuck up on us. I didn't realize that, you know, once we get out here and start talking, things start really happening for us, and time just kind of like sneak up on us. But hopefully I gave you some good information, some good tidbits. And, again, hey, if you ever, ever, ever have any questions, you can always shoot me an email at PCPHR, Parents, Culture, Parents, Hampton Roads, at AOL.com. Email address, again, is PCPHR at AOL.com. I'm going to stay on for about probably about another 5 to 6 more minutes. And if you're any callers out there, you have any questions, you can always reach me at 646-929-2416. Again, callers, if you have any questions, you can reach me at 646-929-2416. So that's all I'm going to give you for right now there, parents. And hopefully you'll come back up later on down the line. We are up every Thursday for the parents at 9 p.m., same bat time, same bat channel. We'll be up with the student-athletes. We'll be up with the student-athletes every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., where it's an athlete forum. The athletes get a chance to call in and talk about whatever they want to talk about. You know, they can talk about anything from their college experience. They can talk about things such as transferring to another school. They can talk about various things that cross their mind, you know, time management, leadership. Or if they have any questions about leadership, or if you have any young middle schoolers that want to call in and listen and talk to some of the high schoolers, hey, all well, fine, and dandy. I have some high schoolers on. And I also have a few selected college standouts on as well. And trust me, parents, we're going to keep it clean. There ain't going to be no craziness going on this show. And I know how to hit the mute button right away if anything ever comes out where somebody decides they don't want to go along with the program. But before I get to my last part here, I want to tell you about a few camps that's going on in the 757. Better known as Hampton Roads. You have a Trenches football camp that will be on the 17th of July at Tallwood High School. Trenches football camp, 17th July at Tallwood High School. Point of contact for that, you can email them at trenchescamp@gmail.com. Trenches, TRENCHES. CAMP at gmail.com. Another event that's right around the corner, and we've been talking about this since we came up on the air, is Under the Radar Basketball Exposure Camp. That's for young men ages 14 through 18 that's currently in high school. And that camp will be July 6th and 7th. July 6th and 7th. At the Boo Williams Sports Complex in Hampton, Virginia. So that's for rising 9th graders through 12th graders. And that campus will be at the Boo Williams Sports Complex in Hampton, Virginia. And it is July 6th through 7th. Point of contact for that is Mr. Terrence Green. And you can reach Terrence at 434-1279. 434-1279. A couple more events, and then we're going to go back and see if we got any questions out there. But we also have a 3-on-3 live national qualified soccer tournament. Yeah, kick the football, man. A 3-on-3 live national qualifier soccer tournament for boys and girls 8 to 19 and up. And that's also on July 17th. It's in Chesapeake. And the point of contact is Mr. Bob Blackburn. Bob did not leave a number for us, so if you have any questions about that, please feel free to give me a call or leave a message at my website, at my email address. Again, my email address is PCPHR@AOL.com. And all that information that I talked about this evening, parents, like I said, it came from the guide for college-bound student athletes. That guide is available to you if you shoot me an email, you can't go on the NCAA website and find that particular guide, or you having problems because you can't navigate that site well. Site is somewhat user friendly, but hey, if you prefer to just shoot me an email, you can also shoot me an email at pcphr@aol.com, and I will send you an electronic copy of that guide. The Guide for College Bound Student Athletes. Guide for College Bound Student Athletes. You know, last time we had a few athletes on that called in from the University of Virginia. A few things that we talked about. We talked about off-season conditioning. You know, we just basically talked about whether or not they was having fun, and, you know, some of them actually played multiple sports. So we got a feel for what they was talking about. Hey, at any given time, parents, you can always go up on the site, listen to any of our archive shows. Our archive shows will be posted, and they will remain up on the site. So if you want to go back and refresh your memory or listen to something that I said or something that I said that just didn't come out clear, hey, you can go back to the site at any given time, check out our archive show, and hopefully they will answer your question. I'm going to keep on going, parents. You know, we're going to be shutting down here in about another minute or so, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep on pushing. We're trying to make sure that you have a clear understanding of this information. Everything dealing with the recruiting process, and we haven't even started to break the ice. You know, the stuff I threw at you this evening is just some general stuff, you know, just some general stuff. We're going to ask questions like, okay, if you are a Division I scholarship athlete, can you get a Pell Grant? Okay, if you're a Division I scholarship athlete, can you get a Pell Grant? I'm going to leave that question hanging in the air, all right? I'm going to leave that question hanging in the air for you. I got some other experts that will – I have some experts. I shouldn't say other experts because I'm not claiming to be an expert. I have experts that we're going to have calling in over the next few weeks. So please stay tuned. Listen to the show. Check us out. I'm going to try to post early enough to let you know when the next show is going to come on and who the expert that we're going to have on. We're going with everybody from NBA to NFL rookie counselors to the NCAA compliance folks and iHoops Associate Director of Programs. We're going to have a few experts, agents that deal with folks from all aspects. So we're going to try to hit it all for you. So please stay tuned and enjoy, because we've had fun listening to you, talking to you here on the Parents Culture Parent Network. And as always, you know I got to close out with my song. One time for the customer, two bucks. Take it away, Keith.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool.
Smart
that's cool. How I do.
Making smart cool. Hey, making smart cool. And guess what? We're going to do what we do as long as he makes smart cool. There's nothing wrong with that. Parents, I appreciate it. I hope to hear from you again next Thursday. If you have any athletes that want to call in to talk about a few things, please, no problem. I'd like to hear from them as well. We're out.